Howard, we're just passing the hospital, the Hennepin County Hospital, and the Metrodome in Hubert's, and the Metrodome is just to our left, and we're traveling at a pretty good speed now, approaching the 94. We'll get on 94 pretty soon.
Okay, we've left parade speed, and we're heading for St. Paul, Howie.
Good news, because we have the Mayors on the line now with Bruce Hagevig. Come in, Mayors. Bruce?
Okay, here we are. I climbed on board an open bus here, and I've got the two Mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul standing by me. We just started to move. We just about rolled over here. First of all, Mayor Latimer, this has been a tremendous event.
I think the word unbelievable, incredible, none of it is strong enough. Don and I were totally overwhelmed to see this. It's just, what an outpouring, how it can unify people, excite and elevate it. It's a beautiful thing.
Mayor Fraser, have you ever seen anything like this in Minneapolis?
Nothing like it. It reminded me of the Metrodome without the cover. You know, the folks were as excited and really shouting and yelling.
You know, there were so many people lined up along the street that they actually had trouble moving through.
Oh, yeah. For a while, I thought we were totally cut off because people just closed in entirely on the group. I didn't think we were going to get through.
Now, we're moving towards... Yes, Mayor.
The police really earned their money today. It was unbelievable how they could keep the crowd moving. At 12:45, we were scheduled to be in St. Paul. We were in front of the IDS building, and I told Tony Scallon, at 12:45, we're in St. Paul, so this must be St. Paul, so that means I annex all this territory.
Now, we're moving down 5th Street right now. We're just about to cross Portland. We can see the dome right ahead of us. Mayor, any message for the people waiting in St. Paul?
Get ready, because we're going to have a lot of fun in St. Paul.
Okay, so here we come. We're on our way to St. Paul. Bruce Hagevig reporting live from the parade route.
Okay, let's go to John Gordon in St. Paul. John?
It's hard to believe that it could be any more chaotic than it is here at St. Paul, but I guess what you guys are going through right now is really something. The crowd is building. John Rooney.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, John Gordon. The Twins could come back and win it all again next year. I don't think it would be the same. Now, that would be nice, and I hope that happens, but by the same token, this is something that people like the thing at the Dome when we came back from Detroit. That's something I don't think that type of excitement can ever be captured again for that moment. The same thing's holding true here today, and it's tremendous to see the way all the Twins fans are responding.
Harmon Killebrew.
John, when we came back from Detroit, they said there were going to be a few people at the Dome to greet the ball club. I couldn't believe it when we walked in there and it was completely filled. But this is even more overwhelming to me. I mean, there's people just lining the streets here in St. Paul, all the way up to the Capitol steps. It's just the greatest sight to see I've ever seen in my life.
The crowd is building so here that you can look from where we are at the Capitol steps and look down the two streets that approach the Capitol, and the people are just coming in a steady stream. And it's really amazing to see this many people come here. And we've watched as we've seen the crowd right from the steps of the state capitol and then go all the way back. And they've now are halfway back beyond the steps of the capitol. And before too much longer, they'll be all the way back to where we just won't be able to see them anymore. And they're also on the left and right flanks. It's just an amazing thing to see all these people. John Rooney, some of the festivities are starting now.
Well, there's some of the bands that are performing here to get the crowd ready, but with the delays over Minneapolis, I'm sure the people have a good time here because they're taking this all in. After all, the season just ended a couple of days ago, and this is the great day people have been waiting to celebrate ever since the Twins came here back in 1961.
Still waiting for Herb Carneal. I don't know if he's going to get back. They kind of put us on right away, and Herb is trying to make his way to see if he can be with us during this report. If not, we'll catch Herb at another time. Harm, it's, I guess, really beyond expectations what to think is going to happen when the team and the dignitaries arrive.
I don't know, but there's an awful lot of white Aggies out there, John, and just a sea of them. We've got a group here performing. They've just played a little song and waving their Homer hankies. But, yeah, what will happen when the ball club actually shows up here is just anybody's guess. I don't know if we'll even be able to hear to talk to one another up here.
All right, from the steps of the state capitol, John Gordon along with John Rooney and Harmon Killebrew. Herb Carneal is with us here. We're getting ready for the program, which should start, we don't know when. When the team arrives, we'll be here to start the program for the thousands, tens of thousands that are here already.
All right.
Back to you.
Thanks, John. This is WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. John Lundell has a traffic update for us. Hi, John. Where are you now?
I'm currently right over downtown St. Paul, and what a mess it is for the freeways and the on-ramps. If you folks are coming from the west, be advised, Marion Street, the ramp is closed. 9th Street, every available piece of grass and non-road surface has been used now as a parking lot, including a few vacant lots that have been turned into improv parking lots. It's nothing but cars. And University Avenue, all along Summit, all the way back towards just about Snelling. So indeed, just major, major problems for the traffic in the downtown St. Paul area. Obviously, the sea of humanity is something else. It's just moving about as one in the crowd down near the state capitol as well. It's just an impressive sight, and I think all of the words have been used, incredible and awesome, but it is...
I guess the radio decided that was enough, John.
Okay, thanks, Dean.
You bet.
We have Bruce Hogovic with us in Minneapolis, and I understand you have Andy McPhail with you, Bruce.
Yes, I do. We're riding aboard the open bus here with many of the dignitaries. We're passing by the dome right now. You can hear the sirens blaring, people still waving at the parade as we pass by. Andy McPhail, have you ever seen a day like this for the Minnesota Twins?
No, I sure haven't. I don't think anything could top just what we went through in Minneapolis.
What do you think some of the feelings are of some of the players as they went through this parade here today?
Well, it's something it's probably, you can equate that with the World Series ring. It's something they all play for. They all want to be world champs, and they all want to be recognized in their hometowns. And I think that it's really hard to quantify, put in words, what it means to the players. It means a lot more than their salaries. That's something that they may never experience again in their careers, and something they'll always remember.
Is there anything we can say to the fans, all these tens of thousands of fans who have lined the parade route today in Minneapolis and St. Paul? They're such an important part of all this, aren't they?
Oh, well, I think our home record speaks volumes to the fact that they were a big part of our success. I don't think anybody's disputed that, and I know that during the World Series, our players tried to bring the World Championship back to them in recognition of all the things they've done all season. Like welcoming us back from Detroit when we won the American League Championship. The fans have been terrific, and we owe a lot of credit to them for our success.
So somebody called you the most valuable player on the team. You did a lot of work, made a lot of moves that made all this possible. How do you feel today?
Well, I didn't get anybody out all season. I didn't get a hit all season. So the players did it on the field. I think they deserve a lot of the credit, as does Tom Kelly, the manager of the club.
Now, we're heading for St. Paul as we talk to you here on the open bus. Some of the folks in St. Paul have had to wait a little bit longer than they expected. There's been such a massive crowd out here and traffic tie-ups and so forth. What can you say to the people waiting for us in St. Paul?
We're on our way. We appreciate everything you meant to us, and we're heading east right now.
Okay, that's the word from Andy McPhail, reporting live from the parade route. This is Bruce Hogovic.
Thanks, Bruce. It's 5 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we have Dr. Michael Lynch with us right now. Before we get back to the parade excitement, why don't we bring Mike in with the weather forecast. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Ruthie? I have all your friends here from St. Paul, right? And you people, you all love Ruth Kozlak, right? Well, let's talk to some people. Are you guys happy to be out of school?
Yeah!
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig, what school do you go to?
Longfellow,
and you're on for the whole day, huh? And you're waving Homer hankies and everything. What's your name?
Roy DeYoung.
Roy, and what school you go to?
Longfellow.
Oh, yeah? And you're out all day, too. Well, very good. Oh, we got a young Twins fan here. What's your name?
Her name is Kristen Moore.
Kristen Moore. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
Kristen's even got a little Homer hanky here somewhere,
yeah,
don't you?
She's been waving her Homer hanky for all the game.
Well, anyway, we're having a good time here. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by. We got some clouds around here, but that's not really stopping any enthusiasm. People are waving Homer hankies, pennants, hats, just about anything they have. There are a few clouds over us now, but a few breaks in the clouds are seeing a little bit of partial sunshine. We'll probably end up with a high in the upper 40s today, then basically clear to partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight about 27, high tomorrow about 48. Northwest winds up there 15 to 25 this afternoon. Right now, northwest winds gusted up to 30. A little bit windy here on the Capitol Mall. We have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 46 degrees. And you guys anxious for the Twins?
Yeah!
Okay, we'll see you later.
Hey, Lynch,
yeah.
You're losing your voice again here.
I know. My voice hasn't recovered.
You know, it's funny, when they were talking about how many people are in St. Paul, I remember when they were wondering how many people would show up at the state capitol, and obviously...
All I see is people. There are people from the state capitol practically all the way back to downtown St. Paul, and I'm not kidding.
Oh,
just
wow.
Crazy.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
See ya.
It's 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Don't miss the Star of the North's Fall Antique Showing beginning October 30th at the Minneapolis Auditorium. You'll discover many fantastic finds with over 225 dealers. See the Haviland China and sterling and silver plate matching service being featured. You'll also find a special glass grinder that can repair crystal and a very large selection of antique furniture, plus much, much more, including the Library, a nationally known book dealer displaying a large selection of books of many titles. Star of the North Fall Antique Show, Minneapolis Auditorium, October 30th through November 1st, a treasure hunter's paradise.
Master Color, the photo finishing that uses only high-quality Kodak paper and chemicals, now offers you a free roll of color print film for every roll you bring in for development in Master Color's new processor. Ask about the custom 35 premium package, too, for all 35mm film. Master Color at Wayzata Rexall Drugs in the Colonial Square Center, the new Community Health Mart Drugs in Wayzata Bay Center, 7 High Rexall Drugs, Highway 7 and 101 Minnetonka, and Preserve Rexall Drugs, County Road 18 and Anderson Lakes Parkway, serving Eaton Prairie and West Bloomington.
The Singing Rage, Miss Patty Page, coming to Orchestra Hall October 30th and 31st. Call 371-5656 for your Patty Page tickets today.
We're bringing you continuous parade coverage this afternoon here on CCO Radio. And we have so many different reporters out and about. Dick Chapman, where are you today?
Well, I'm 15 stories up at Center Village in downtown Minneapolis. I'm not involved in the parade. I'm four blocks away at its closest point, but...
Hello? What was that? Dick? Dick? Well, I guess we lost Dick. I don't know what happened there. Boone and Erickson are out in front of the whole parade. What are you guys doing right now? Where are you?
Well, Ruth, we're cleaning confetti out from underneath the cars. There's a whole line of cars waiting. We've been stalled here on the ramp or the approaching 94, and Chuck Wallace is with us, who is in charge of the Aquatennial Torchlight Parade, and of course they called him in to help with the band. Chuck, this is quite a... Can you move in here a little bit? I think we're starting to go.
Am I riding with us? Oh, this is great.
This is great. You work in the Aquatennial. Have you ever seen anything like this?
This is unbelievable. I can't believe the amount of people that we've gotten down here with just a short notice. Yesterday I got the phone call at about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, to see if we could start calling bands. What we did is we went through our list with the Minneapolis Aquatennial and also the St. Paul Winter Carnival, and also through the Minnesota State High School League. At this time, some of the bands had started calling the Aquatennial, started calling the Twins office. We won off the bands that basically were requesting to come down.
Can you mention some of the bands that are taking part in the celebration today?
In St. Paul, the bands that are down there are Princeton High School, Anoka High School, and Anoka was one of the bands that participated in the pennant games down at the Metrodome. Then we have Harding High School, and at the state capitol itself we'll have St. Paul Central High School and then Patrick Henry High School out of Minneapolis, with bands right out of the Minneapolis parade that we were just in. We had Richfield High School, Blaine High School, Winona. Now Winona, this was great. They came down with 190 kids. They left their home city this morning at 7:30, and it was just unbelievable. It was just one of those things where we called them up yesterday at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and within about 15 minutes they said, yes, we want to go with it. And one thing that I think people have to realize is that schools, when they want to do a program like this, they have to get the okay of their band director, the superintendent of schools, and also the principal. Some of the schools had to get school board approval. So by trying to put this whole thing together, we didn't have a whole lot of time. Yesterday, I actually contacted approximately 60 schools, and a lot of them, because of the cost and the budget problems and so on, they had a hard time doing that. We could have probably had 70 or 80 bands down here. And then also Lakeville High School. A band was down at the end of the parade. And a lot of these bands participate either with the St. Paul Winter Carnival or also with the Minneapolis Aquatennial Parades.
What does Chuck Wallace do when he's not organizing bands for Twins World Series celebrations?
I'm a police officer with the city of Medina. And so this is my day off. It worked out great that I'm on my weekend right now. So I thought, boy, this is pretty lucky for me.
One thing I've noticed, every police officer we've seen, whether it's from the county sheriff or St. Paul or Minneapolis or volunteer, they're all smiling.
I'll tell you, the police within Minneapolis, St. Paul, and with the sheriff's department in Hennepin County have just been super. They've been very easy to work with, and it's just been a real pleasure. And they're just as excited about this whole thing as everybody else.
Ruth, we're off and moving. We're just moving now on to 94, and we're ready. We're heading for St. Paul.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. We have Bruce Hagovic on the line again in Minneapolis, right?
Yes, and we, too, are just moving on to 94 on our way to St. Paul on that open bus here, so it's going to be a breezy ride. But we don't mind because of all the things going on today, all the excitement here in St. Paul and Minneapolis. I've got two or three guests with us here. First of all, Jerry Bell, president of the Twins. Jerry, what can you say after all of this?
Well, Bruce, I thought the World Series was the most incredible experience I'd ever had in my life, but I think this tops it. I believe I am now in the most incredible experience I've ever seen.
Now, this is your first year with the Twins. What a year to join. What was your feeling as you went through that parade route in Minneapolis?
I'm not certain that words can describe the feeling of going through that crowd. I kept thinking, is this the biggest event in the history of the state? And since I've lived here all my life and somewhat familiar with it, I believe it is.
What do you think some of the feelings have been of the players seeing all this happen to them today?
I know that the players have just been ecstatic with the fan response that they've received this year, and I'm certain that this will be the culmination of it, and what a culmination.
Okay, we're starting to move along the freeway. It's a bit breezy up here, but we'll continue talking with some of our guests here. Bill Pohlad, Bill, you're the son of Carl. You're a member of the executive committee. What kind of a day has this been for the Pohlad family?
Well, it's just been unbelievable, really. We thought when we came back from Detroit that that was just the most incredible experience ever, and we didn't really think there'd be anything to top that, but today it's just been unbelievable. It's just been incredible, really.
What was your dad saying this morning when he got up?
Well, I don't know. I don't live at home, but I'm sure he was really excited and really happy that we're, through the series and ready to go on.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Let me get one other Pohlad here, another member of the Pohlad family on our open bus. A bit breezy, isn't it, Bob?
Just a little bit.
That's because we're moving along 94. We're heading to St. Paul for the second half of this parade here today. Bob, what is your thought as a member of the executive committee after seeing this tremendous response from all those tens of thousands of fans in Minneapolis?
Well, the whole thing's incredible. It just never seems to stop. With the victory Sunday night, I thought that was maybe the high point of the whole thing. But seeing the people out here today, it just what it's done for the whole state, it's just tremendous to see the people out.
I think it's an important point you make, the fact that people from all around Minnesota are involved in this. This isn't just St. Paul or Minneapolis, but anybody who can call himself a Minnesotan or anybody who can call himself a Minnesota fan, this is their day, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's what's important. We're the Minnesota Twins. We're not Minneapolis, as you say, or St. Paul. We're for the whole state, from the whole state, and for the whole state. And I think it's great to see them all turn out the way they have.
You know, a lot of those fans, tens of thousands, have been waiting for us in St. Paul. Do you have a message? Some of them might be listening on radio. In fact, quite a few, I think, are. Any message for them?
Here we come, and we can't wait to see you. Thanks for being there.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Pohlad, the Minnesota Twins. We're en route to St. Paul. We'll be there shortly.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. That's Bruce Hagovic on the open bus, as you could hear. It's a quarter after 1 o'clock at CCO Radio, and we already have one of our reporters in St. Paul, Jan Urach. Are you there?
I'm here, Ruth, along with several thousand other people. Out of curiosity, I climbed up to the top of this, or partway up this parking ramp here at the corner of Wabasha and 4th, and you can see from here that there are wall-to-wall people all the way up and down Wabasha as far as the eye can see. People are just standing in the street. It's packed. They handed out about 5,000 pounds of shredded paper here to throw, and I think most of it is on the street already, along with several entire newspapers and several rolls of toilet paper. It's crowded up here in the parking ramp that people are jockeying for position along the edge and saving places for each other, and there were actually vendors up here selling banners and T-shirts a while ago. I talked to one man on the street who was listening to the parade on his radio. He said he'd done it that way, watching the Twins, listening to the radio his whole life, and why should he change now? So the fans are here are getting pretty wound up now with anticipation that the parade will hit downtown St. Paul pretty soon. They're cheering all kinds of things, and pretty soon they'll be cheering the Minnesota Twins.
All right, thanks, Jan. It's Jan Urach in downtown St. Paul. Things are still jammed up here in Minneapolis, at least outside our studio at WCCO Radio. John Lundell is in the air this afternoon, and what are you seeing now, John?
Well, Jen, Ruth, I'm sorry, downtown St. Paul, it is just packed up now with cars and people. I-94, just ahead of the motorcade, the traffic becomes at almost a standstill as you approach Snelling Avenue. What we are seeing is that folks are parking just anywhere, including the freeway itself, but just north of the Capitol itself and north of University is some parking available, and lots of it. If you care to get off of 94 and keep on north of the Capitol, you'll probably be able to get into a position before the motorcade gets there. But the way it's going now, folks that are stuck on I-94 have not moved. Get over to those left lanes and bypass it. Those ramps are closed now. Kellogg is closed. Marion is closed. 9th and 10th streets are closed as well.
And our CCO van leading the parade is on 94 eastbound, Ruth. They're telling us they are just in the area of Creighton-Vandalia Highway 280 right now. So for you folks over in St. Paul waiting, they are on 94 at about Creighton. They are headed your way, Ruth.
All right. Thanks a lot, John and Dean. It is 45 degrees. We have partly sunny skies in the Twin Cities. Winds out of the northwest at 23. They're gusting up to 29 miles per hour. And it's 18 after 1.
The Minnesota Twins have teamed up with WCCO Radio to offer you a sensational winter vacation idea. It's a luxurious Caribbean cruise with none other than Kent Herbeck, Kirby Puckett, Tom Brunansky, and Gary Gaetti as your hosts. The cruise is set for January 30th through February 6th aboard the brand new Homeric cruise ship, featuring roomy cabins, fabulous food, pools, casinos, entertainment galore. You'll be aboard a true floating resort with warm water port stops at San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and Nassau. This is a WCCO Minnesota Twins exclusive with all arrangements by Ask Mr. Foster Travel Service. Cruising with the Twins, January 30th through February 6th. For a brochure with full details, just call CCO 370-0611 or write Twins Cruise, care of WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, 55402. Either way, do it soon.
Roger and Charlie are in the lead van for this Twins Victory Parade. And, you know, I think I've seen my favorite sign now. My favorite one is, the monkey is dead.
Hey, well, Ruth, listen to this. They're standing. We're going under a bridge. Watch me now. Watch, yeah. Listen to this. Hey, the Minnesota Twins are on the way. I love it. That's just we're just going under a bridge.
We're on an empty 94. There is no traffic but ours, mm-hmm. And it's like a presidential, cavalcade. I mean, it's incredible with the red lights. And wow. Now here's another one. This is an overpass. Which one is this? Oh, Tom Kelly and Ollie North in 88. A big sign.
Okay, we'll give him the thing again.
All right, watch this. This is Pryor Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, here come the Twins!
I don't know if you can hear that, Ruth.
Yeah, I can hear it. Roger's having more fun than he ever has before.
Oh, that's true.
What
this.
Power! What I love it!
We're moving at highway speed now, approaching... Snelling, so it won't be long before we'll be downtown St. Paul.
If the people in the media bus are indeed in an open bus.
Oh, that must be a little chilly at this speed.
Where are you going, Tom Gavaris? 40 miles an hour? Yeah. That'd be kind of chilly.
Bruce said it was very windy on the bus. Yeah,
I'll bet. I'll bet. But that's okay because they're waiting for those Twins in St. Paul.
And we're on our way.
Say, Ruth, while we have you here, I have to congratulate you on your interview yesterday with Juan Berenguer and Al Newman and all that gang.
Everybody has been raving about that interview, Ruth.
That was so much fun. I sat home and I laughed. I enjoyed that. It was so great. It's one of the greatest interviews I ever heard.
Well, I think that they were all so loose, after winning the World Series. You know, they just kind of came in and they were all joking around and we just had a great time. And the people calling in had such great comments, I thought.
What was it like to meet Senor Smoke?
Senor Smoke, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. In fact, very few. And he's very quiet, but...
Does he have an accent?
Yeah, he does have an accent, but I can understand him. I sometimes have problems understanding Tony Oliva, but... Yeah. I could understand Juan perfectly well. And Les Straker, he's from Venezuela.
Yes,
so.
In fact, he's the first Venezuelan ever to appear in a World Series.
He says that when he returns home, they will have an enormous parade.
They're going to have one like today.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe we'll have to send you down there to cover that.
I think I should go down to Venezuela.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
But I loved your kiss off. You know, you want to make sure you got some Spanish in there, and you said Feliz Navidad. That was very good.
It's the only thing I know. I was embarrassed.
You took 6 years of French, and it's never fit yet. All you run into is Norwegian and Spanish.
Oh, well.
I love the sign, the fat lady sings, and she's Swedish.
Or how about this one? When you touched them all, you touched us all.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Nice. That's nice.
I like that.
There's a lot of sentiment.
Here come the twins!
You know, Ruth,
I think Roger should run for office so he could be in more praise.
He'd love politics.
Oh, love this.
Oh, he'd love politics.
Hey, this must be what it's like, though, for you. You mentioned, Charlie, a presidential candidate. Every underpass, every overpass that we're going under... They're standing on there, right across, watching the cavalcade here. And actually, they aren't seeing the players as you would if you were right downtown, because they're covered right at the moment, aren't they, right?
This is Hamlin Avenue. It's just filled with people waiting for the Twins to come along.
Now, when you guys arrive in St. Paul, are the Twins are all going to get a chance to talk if they want to?
Yes,
hopefully Herb Carneal and John Gordon will MC the rally at 1:30 at the Capitol. Of course, I said 1:30. It's probably going to be 2 o'clock.
It's going to be later now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we're going to break away. We'll get back to you guys, though, all right?
Okay, Ruthie.
Charlie and Roger in the lead van before the Twins victory parade. Dean Spratt is checking out the traffic for us this afternoon. Dean?
First of all, a message to our van. John, you're watching them from the air, and you say they've got to get in the left lane, or very shortly they're going to end up stopped. Is that right?
They should just about be coming up to that backup now as we're watching from above. What an impressive sight. Again, just restating that the overpasses are filled. There are folks down on the freeway waving Homer hankies, and from here we can see the Twins waving right back from their convertibles. They're riding them high, even on the freeway, as they're headed toward downtown St. Paul. That rampway to 94, off of 94, at Marion is just jam-packed, and right ahead of you guys, that's where it becomes heavy. Dean?
Ruth, go ahead.
All right, so they better get in the left lane if we're going to continue. Thanks.
Left lane.
Thank you for that information. It's 25 minutes after 1 o'clock, 45 degrees, and in just a minute we'll bring in Mike Lynch. He's at the state capitol, and he has our weather report.
We're Boone and Erickson.
Say, Raj, join me in a tall, cold glass of sweet acidophilus.
Sweet as a dolphin?
Sweet acidophilus. It's new from Dairy Fresh.
Tastes like milk. It's called sweet acidophilus?
Sweet acidophilus. And it's not just milk. It's a new super milk.
Sweet. What makes it so super?
Well, Dairy Fresh has added lactobacillus acidophilus, a beneficial culture similar to that found in yogurt.
Oh, so how does this benefit me?
Well, it helps maintain an important digestive balance in your body.
And that's good.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. No milk is healthier for your body. Dairy Fresh brand Sweet Acidophilus has the very same fresh taste and nutrition as 2% milk, plus the benefit of yogurt.
Well, where can I buy Sweet Acidophilus?
It's right in your grocer's dairy case. And if you don't see it, just ask for it.
I don't think I can pronounce it.
Sweet Acidophilus.
It's the Dairy Fresh brand super milk with a hard-to-pronounce name.
That's close enough.
This is Ruth Kozlak at CCO Radio anchoring our Twins Victory Parade broadcast on CCO this afternoon. And we have Mike Lynch. He is already at the state capitol with billions and billions of people.
Everybody chanting your name. Ruth.
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 They're not
Ruth.
Booing, Mike.
No,
they're chanting.
They made the announcement that the Twins are on 94. A huge cheer came up in the crowd. And we're just all set to go here. I have two of the greatest Twins fans, actually four of the greatest Twins fans to ever live in St. Paul. What's your name?
Julie Alstrom.
Now, Julie, you have probably the youngest Twins fan in history. What's her name?
Brett Carter.
And how old is Brett?
She's 10 days old.
And she's sitting in her little snuggly sack down there. Yep. Brett, can you say anything? No, she's just sleeping through the whole thing. She'll wake up for the rally. Now, you got your sister along with you, too. What's your name?
Pam Anderson.
Pam, and where are you from?
Falcon Heights,
huh? And you've got your little nephew with you. What's your name?
Tommy.
Now, do you have any advice for us here at the state capitol? What's your advice here?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Now, what were you saying?
Remember?
Very good. Well, we're just getting all set for the Twins here. We're all excited that they're on their way to St. Paul. It's a little bit cloudy here this afternoon. We've had a few breaks in the clouds, but hopefully the clouds will pass by and we'll have the sunshine out by the time the Twins get here. And it's looking like just a wonderful afternoon. Again, we've got people on the State Capitol Mall here from the State Capitol all the way back to downtown St. Paul. And we're just waiting for the Twins, Ruth.
All right. Thanks, Mike.